doing in our lives. He has been a faithful God, and I believe that this is the right moment for this day and time that we are in the presence of God, singing about God's faithfulness. Praise God. This morning, I want to introduce a new topic that we are going to start, a new series about making choices. And as we start this series, I believe that it is a very, very important thing in our life that we make right choices. We are going to go through the book of Joshua, and we are going to understand about the choices that Joshua had to make at many phases of his life. As we think about choices, everything in our life is a matter of choice. Whatever we do in our life, whatever happens to our life is a result of the choices that we make. Of course, we do not choose to be born in the family where you are born. If you were given a choice, maybe you think that, okay, I should have been born in the family of President Obama or Bill Gates or some rich family, but God did not give us a choice where to be born or choosing our parents. We don't have a choice there. But then after we were born, till the other time that we die, God gives us the chance to make choices throughout our life. As we grow older, we can choose whether to obey our parents or not to obey our parents, whether to please God or not to please God. I believe the greatest choice we can ever make is where we will spend eternity. Are you going to spend eternity with God in heaven, or are you going to spend your eternity without God in hell? That is the greatest choice that God gives to each and every one of us. But even after that, after you make that great choice, there are, as you grow older, there are many choices that you make as a young person. What do I study in college? What is the major I should choose? What is my career that I should choose in my life? And what is the job that I should select? If I am having a particular 2-3 job offers, which job I should choose? We all make choices. And then when you grow older, there is a very important choice that you make in your life, is whom you are going to marry. That is a very important choice, because the person that you decide to marry, you're going to stick with that person all through your life. So that is a very important choice as well. So when we are talking about different choices, we are talking about that you should take the correct choice prayerfully, knowing that this is God's plan for your life. That is where we need to understand and discern according to God's plan, and we need to know what is the will of God. God wants us to decide. We have been left on this earth, God giving us the freedom to decide. When God created Adam and Eve, He gave them the choice whether to obey Him or disobey Him. And they decided to disobey God. And so they fell into sin. And we see a lot of wrong choices that people have made throughout their life. But today I want to emphasize on this factor that we make choices when we face challenges. When there are challenging situations in our life, we make choices. In concern with Atlanta Church of God, a year or so ago, we made a choice to go to a new place. We could have continued here. They didn't tell us to go out. But we made a choice. We decided to act on it. And today we are at the last day where we are going to shift to a new place to worship. That is the result of the choice that we all made many, many months ago. So everything that happens in our life is a result of choice. So through the book of Joshua, we are going through a series of life lessons, and I want you to pay attention here. Please do not talk when because especially the young boys and girls, please pay attention, because this part of the service is made for you. If you are not paying attention, then it goes nowhere. So I want you all to really pay attention, because I think it is very important for your life. Looking at the at choices, this series is going to take you through 6 different choices that Joshua makes. And today I'm going to speak about choosing to be faithful. We were talking about and singing about the faithfulness of God. Joshua chose to be faithful in whatever he believed. Actually, the passage that I'm going to take today comes from the end of the book of Joshua. But the reason I'm taking this is because it is reflecting all the choices that Joshua had to The problem, with every problem, Joshua made a choice. When we come to the fact when he chose to be faithful, this was a time when he was about to die. Joshua was about to die, and so he tells the people that we need to make a choice to be faithful to God. So today for a few minutes I'm going to speak about choosing to be faithful. But from the next week onwards, we have different speakers who are going to speak about different choices that Joshua made. He chose to be courageous. Joshua chapter 1, when there was a very impossible assignment before him, he had to fill the shoes of a great man of God, Moses, and he had to cross over Jordan River and inhabit the promised land. Joshua had to choose to be courageous. So the next one is going to be choose to be courageous. And after that, they had to make a choice to be always remembering what God had done for them. Choose to always remember from Joshua chapter 4. The challenge was that they had to cross Jordan and enter into the promised land. And then they had a choice to obey God without question, because in Joshua chapter 6, God gives them a very impossible task to capture a city of Jericho with no attack of plan of attack. They were to march around the city of Jericho. It was an impossible, but they had to choose to obey the word of God, and they did. And we see that in the fourth one. The fifth one is they had to choose to remain holy before God. Joshua chapter 8, we see that they had to be choosing to be holy. This happened because they got defeated when they went against a city called Ai or Ai, and they battled against a small city and they got defeated. They had to choose to remain holy, and they had to destroy the person who broke the commandment of God. So they had to choose to be holy. And finally, they had to choose for discernment. In Joshua chapter 9, we see that Joshua and the people did not discern when a tribe of people came from around them and acted as if somebody else, and they did not seek the mind of God. They allowed them to stay with them throughout, and so they had to make a choice for discernment before God. Let us turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 23. We are going to look for a few minutes about Joshua and the farewell address that he's making to the elders. While Joshua chapter 23 is about the farewell address of this great man called Joshua, chapter 24 is his final address and covenant to the people of Israel. So we see that Joshua had to spell out to the elders what was in his mind, and that is what we see. You know, to be faithful to God is what God expects from us. God wants us to be faithful in the sight of God. We have no other way. We have to be faithful before God. Who was Joshua? When we understand about his life, this man comes out of nowhere. He was not from the tribe of Levi. We know about Moses. We know about his childhood. We know about his parents. We know a little bit of the story of Moses. But about Joshua, we have no idea. He came from a tribe of Ephraim, which is in no way connected to the worship of God. He was not from the tribe of Judah. He was not from the tribe of Levi. He was from the tribe of Ephraim, an unknown tribe, an unknown person. But he chose to remain faithful. And to speak about that, I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. And verse number 11. When you look to Exodus chapter 33. And verse number 11, we see what Joshua decided to do. Look here. It says like this. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Even though his master, his leader, Moses would go back to the camp of Israel, Joshua decided to stick close to the tabernacle. He made a decision, even as a young man. It says that Joshua was a young man. I am talking to all the young people here. Even though the elders may go back anywhere, you have to make a choice. I am going to be faithful to what God tells me to do. I cannot go left or right.
Joshua chose to be faithful. And because he chose to be faithful, and he had the word of God in his heart, he listened to the voice of God. He was one of the two people among the 12 people who was sent to spy out the land of Canaan. And he was one with Caleb who said, no, let us go and conquer the city of Jericho. You know, he was the person who had faith in the word of God. Many times we go with the majority. The majority said, we cannot go and fight that battle. The people are too strong. We are like grasshoppers. But Joshua said, no. With Caleb, he said, let us go and fight them. God is giving us this land. And because he chose to be faithful, he was one of the two people who started out from Egypt and entered into Canaan. One of the two of the 600,000 men and women and children who could enter into the land of Canaan because he chose to remain faithful to God. So, as we are looking at the book of Joshua and understanding what he did, there are three decisions that Joshua made. And that is what I want to stress before I sit down today. There are three decisions that Joshua made in his life as he moved forward. Number one, he considered his history. He considered the history of how God dealt with the people of Israel. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 23. Joshua chapter 23, verse number 14. This is where Joshua looks at the history and looks at what God has done for them. It says, behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed in all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed. Joshua looks at the past history of how God has dealt with the Israelites and he makes the statement, look, till now, whatever God has spoken to us, not one word has failed. God is a faithful God. He has not failed us even till now. So he considered his history. And he sees that end of the day when all is said and done, he is telling the leaders, look, I took over when Moses left off. Moses went away to eternity. I took over the reign. Now I am going. I am leaving the people in your hands. We need to consider what God has done in the past. You know, there has been a great testimony that they could say because God did great things for them. From the time they came out of Egypt till the time that they were in the wilderness for 40 years, God was a faithful God. He fed them with manna. He gave them meat to eat. He gave them water to drink. He took care of the crows. He was about the history, what God has done, and let us thank God for his faithfulness. Let us be faithful in return. That's the first thing that we read here. The second thing that Joshua says is that we need to cross the line. Look to Joshua chapter 24. This is a part of his final message to the people of God. Joshua chapter 24 and verses 13 onwards, when we read, this is a very famous passage that we always read. It says, this is what Joshua reads here, speaks here. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them, you eat of the vineyards and the olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And then it says in 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what Joshua is telling to the people? That God gave them a land and houses and cities that they did not earn. They did not build those places. God gave them as a gift. They do not deserve to be in those places. God gave it to them. So now God is putting before them a choice. You can either serve the gods which your father served in Egypt, or you can serve the gods about the surrounding nations. You can do that, or you can serve Jehovah God. But then he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, what Joshua was telling them, that you need to cross the line. You cannot be passive. Many times we are afraid to make decisions and stand up for God. Many times we allow the tide to blow and we are rolling with the tide and we are going how the wind blows. But let me tell you, sometimes we have to stand and say that I am willing to cross the line. I cannot be like the worldly people. I am a child of God. I need to obey the word of God. And that is what Joshua was telling here. Here it says in verse number 14, please pay attention. Verse number 14, it says, Joshua says, put away the idols. You know, we think that we don't have any idols, but anything in our life that replaces God is an idol for us. When we come to the New Testament, book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians, chapter 3. If you can turn your Bibles there. Verse number 5. Paul says, just like Joshua says to put away idols, here Paul says put to death. Instead of putting away idols, Paul is saying put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. You have to put to death, not put away, put to death, the complete eradication from your life. And this is what he says, that you should put away. But then down below he says you need to put on what? Look at verse number 10. It says put on the new man. Put on the new man. Verse number 12. Paul says put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. And overall in verse number 14 he says you need to put on love, which is the bond of perfection. You know, as the children of God, we need to understand that we need to put away certain things that creep up in our life and hold fast to us. And we need to put on the Christ who is the bond of perfection, love over everything else. We need to be forgiving. We cannot hold grudges. We cannot be unclean. We cannot have filthy communication out of our mouth. We cannot engage in activities that are not right for a child of God. We cannot do things that are not right before God. Even in our secret life, our public life, how we speak, how we stand, we need to have the mind of Christ. And we need to put on Christ. And that is the bond of perfection. And we need to show that to everybody else. So the second thing is that Joshua says, first he said, we need to consider the history. Number two, he says, we need to cross the line. And the third and the final thing he says, we need to count the cost. Joshua says, we need to count the cost. In verses 19 to 20, as you go in the passage from 19 onwards, Joshua is telling to the people, you need to be serious in your commitment. Whatever you committed, we just sang the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. That is our commitment before God. Joshua is telling the people, be serious in your commitment to God. If you are serious, there are four things that you will do. And I'm going to close with this. One, take care of your sin. In verse number 19 and 20, Joshua tells that, you know, you cannot serve this God because he's a holy God. He will not accept sin in your life. He cannot have a double-minded person serving him. God wants you to serve him wholeheartedly, with a whole heart. So number one, you need to take care of your sin. It says that you, verse number 20, you forsake. You cannot serve foreign gods here. Because if you do that, he will turn and harm you more than what he has done good for you. Number two, he's telling, say what you mean. Whatever you're meaning, that is what you should say. Verse number 21 and 22, it says, the people say, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua says, you are witnesses among yourself. With your words, whatever you're telling today, make sure that you're going to do that in the future. The third thing is that in verse number 23, Joshua says, deal with your heart. You know, our heart is deceitful. It is sinful. The heart of a man is more deceitful than anything else. We need to deal with our heart on a day-to-day basis. In verse number 23, Joshua says, put away the foreign gods and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. As we are coming in the presence of God, this word speaks to us too. We need to deal with our heart. The passions, the pride that comes from our heart, we need to deal and come to God. Finally, we need to embrace, Joshua says, embrace your commitment. Verses 24 and 25, he says again that, you know, the people says, yes, we will serve the Lord. Yes, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua makes a covenant with the people of Israel and made an ordinance and a law in Shechem. That is what Joshua did. Today, I hope we, as we make the choices in our life, the first choice that we need to make, I am going to be faithful to God even till my death. You know, when we enter the waters of baptism, the pastor makes you, after you come out of water, usually the pastor makes you state a statement, be faithful unto death and you will receive the crown of life. That is the commitment when we decided to serve God, we decide to enter into the baptism, publicly declare that we are a child of God, we made a commitment, I am going to serve God. We need to be faithful in our commitment to God. Can we close our eyes for a word of prayer? For 1 minute, I want you to look to your life and understand how much faithful you have been to God. And ask God, Lord, just like you are a faithful God, help me to be faithful. In my commitment, I have made a pledge to follow you. Let me not turn back. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for speaking to us from the life of Joshua. Lord, you have used this great man to do great exploits, like the sun standing still and the Jordan River turning around and the city of Jericho, that walls falling down. You used this man in such a great extent because he was faithful. He chose to be faithful to you. Lord, I pray for each of our lives. I pray that you use us greatly in the hand of God, that we will be faithful in everything that we decide to do. Help us to be faithful even to our death. And Lord, we know that you have promised a crown of life. I pray that you bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.